USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The NYPD will deploy thousands of uniformed police officers to Times Square on New Year's Eve to keep millions of revelers safe. NYPD Commissioner Dermont Che on this year's celebration.
This is how we carry out our shared mission of delivering the safest and most enjoyable event possible, up to and including the drop of the ball in Times Square. I can tell you that we currently have no specific credible threats directed toward any of our events.
Bad weather is hindering the search for a missing helicopter in Hawaii. The Coast Guard has been searching for the aircraft since last night after it failed to return from a tour. There were seven passengers on board, and the chopper has an electronic locator inside, but so far no signals have been received. In your final numbers on Wall Street in the holiday shortened week, the Dow gained 23 points to finish at 28,654. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
President Trump is signing three bills that support tribal sovereignty for Native Americans. The bills include compensation to the Spokane tribe for its loss of its land in the mid-1900s. Legendary Broadway singer Jerry Herman has died. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The 88-year-old Herman, best known for his hit musicals Hello Dolly, Mame, and The Cajo Fall, died at a Miami hospital on Thursday night after complaining of chest pains. Herman was born in 1931 and grew up in Jersey City. He said his parents introduced him to the theater by throwing costume parties and taking him into the nearby city to see Broadway shows. He says hits like Annie Get Your Gun inspired him to become part of the Broadway community. Again, Jerry Herman was 88. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Thank you, Chris, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump is issuing a warning to California Governor Gavin Newsom. Clean up your state's homeless problem or the feds are going to intervene. The president tweeted that Governor Gavin Newsom has done a really bad job of taking care of the homeless population in California, and if he can't fix the problem, the federal government will get involved. Now, Newsom is attacking Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson, who reminds us on Fox News.
The better thing to do is to go and look at the root cause. Why are things there so expensive?
All right.
What can be done about them? And then how can we deal with the mentally ill individuals? Let's put the people first. Let's not worry about the other peripheral issues. And it's Christmas time. Mm-hmm. Think about what the Bible says. It says, he that oppresses the poor reproaches his maker. But he that honoreth him has mercy on the poor. Mm-hmm. Let's think about some mercy on the poor. Let's think about real compassion. Let's not think about ways that we can keep people dependent and in these horrible situations, but how can we liberate them?
Officials in Los Angeles are looking into how a 10-year-old girl had a heart attack on a flight in Los Angeles and died. The emergency happened shortly after the Delta flight left LAX for Seattle. The flight turned around for an emergency landing, but paramedics were not able to save the girl. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.